All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
It was a Monday matinee between the Athletics and the Yankees in the Bronx. Carlos Rodon on the mound, and he was looking to give the Yankees a little bit of length after pitching just 4 innings and 101 pitches in his previous outing. Would he be able to get it going? My recap, your reactions coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium,
New York City.
Just when they thought I was out, they pull me back in.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back. Disappointing game on a Monday afternoon. Look, I'm not going to rant and rave on April 22nd, partially because the Yankees got off to a pretty good start and headed into this game, they were in first place. And it's hard to rant and rave when your team has played pretty well. But this is the fourth time so far in this very young season that the Yankees have been shut out, this time by the lowly Athletics, who next year will be playing in a minor league stadium in Sacramento, California. And the Orioles continue to move up the standings. Yankees now 15-8, Orioles 14-7, which puts them in a virtual tie at the top of the AL East. And I'm going to put up the highlights, but I'm warning you, there's just not a lot of highlights to look at today. Definitely not from the Yankees. Pitching was pretty good, I got to say. Carlos Rodon looked pretty good. But I'm also going to say what should already be self-evident, and that is that losing to the Oakland Athletics is embarrassing. It's just flat out embarrassing. And the Yankees offense has been pathetic lately. I don't know what percentage four is of 23, but it's about 1/6 roughly. And that's how many, that's the percentage of time that the Yankees have been shut out in their games this year. Four shutouts in 23 games. Let that sink in. Today, hopefully rock bottom, but they looked absolutely dead at the plate. There's a lot of great Major League Baseball players that are off to tough starts right now. Paul Goldschmidt has been terrible for the Cardinals. Freddie Freeman off to a slow start with the Dodgers. But, you know, Ronald Acuña only has one home run. He's putting up decent numbers. I think he's hitting about 300. But the Yankees, number 3, 4, 5, and 6 hitters, none of them is hitting any better than 232. And that's Giancarlo Stanton. And you would expect that Judge would be doing something by now. Doing something. Now, I'm not going to jump off the, you know, Brooklyn Bridge or whatever because he's off to a slow start. But today he was 0 for 4 with a couple of strikeouts, hitting 174 with a 645 OPS. And we're getting to the point now where it's, you know, you're approaching 100 at-bats. We're about, you know, 15% of the way through the season. It's time to get going. Time to get going. Boone got ejected right away today. Was not his fault. We'll talk about that later. Carlos Rodon, I keep saying Rodon because last year I was saying Rodon and then somebody corrected me to Rodon and I had to train myself to say it. Now I learned that that's not the way it's said. I heard him say it and now I'm trying to get back to saying Rodon. WNBC. Anyway, he was pitching to contact today. A ton of soft contact. He had, you know, a lot of pop-ups, some ground balls to the left side. He seemed to understand that he could just pitch against the A's and he didn't have to dial it up to strike everybody out. And so I thought he pitched very effectively. Remember, last time, 101 pitches in 4 innings, which is not good. And it's not good for his health. It's not good for the bullpen. So today, he was making an effort to work more efficiently, and I thought it was good. And we'll take a look at his stats in just a moment, but he didn't get his first strikeout until the fourth inning, and it happened with a guy on third base. So he was able to get the strikeout when he needed the strikeout. Another tough day for Judgy, but, you know, it wasn't just him. Whole lineup. Yankees had just 3 hits today, one from Volpe, who was 1 for 4, one from Stanton, who was 1 for 3, and one from Trevino, who hit a ground ball up the middle, but also made a really nice catch on a pop-up. J.P. Sears, ex-Yankee, absolutely shoved. And we've heard a lot of talk about Mason Miller, who you guys just saw if you watched the game, closed out the ninth inning for the A's. But if I'm the Yankees, I'm seeing if they're willing to part with JP Sears again. You know, if they're willing to deal him back to us. We've seen guys get traded away and come back. JP Sears is somebody who I absolutely love as a pitcher. I liked him when he was with the Yankees. I like him now. Absolutely shoved today. And look, the Oakland Athletics should be a layup. Their payroll is less than I pay for cable each month. And on paper, these two teams are a mismatch. But the Yankees just couldn't get it done today. But that being said, it's hard to sweep a four-game set. It is a four-game set. And hopefully the Yankees can take three out of four. If you told me before the series, hey, look, Yankees are going to take three out of four, not sure which one is going to be the loss, I would have signed up for it. Now you got to go out and win the next three. You can't split with the A's. And you definitely, definitely cannot lose a series to the A's. Let's get through the blow-by-blow. There's not much.
Let's get it going.
Mark Matheson says, anyone that thinks the amount of time the Yankees have been shut out this year isn't alarming, it's not a good sign of things to come. It's certainly not a good start. I'll give you that. Took Aaron Boone four pitches to get ejected from the game. He's been ejected twice already this season. He didn't do anything wrong. The camera zoomed in on him. He was just chewing his gum, you know, staring out into space like he always does. And then somebody from either the dugout or one of the fans yelled something that pissed off the umpire. Umpire could be heard on the field mic saying, I don't care who said it, which I find offensive and I find ridiculous. You're going to throw this guy out of the game. He's going to get fined like 10 grand for getting ejected for something he didn't even do. He should appeal the league and he's owed an apology from that umpire. But the umpires can definitely reverse that if they wanted to. They just don't. They're stubborn. And the umpiring this year has been a joke. We also saw some bad calls today. Just brutal home plate umpiring across the board. Outstanding defensive play on a pop-up from Trevino in the second inning. I think he might be taking command of the catching position. He also swung the bat as well as anybody today. He had one of the Yankees' three hits. But, yeah, just a tough, tough overall day for the Yanks. Carlos Rodon. Done after seven innings, just one hit, two walks allowed, four strikeouts. So far this season, the numbers look very much like the guy the Yankees thought they were getting. Five games started, 2.70 ERA, 26 and two-thirds innings, 22 strikeouts, 13 walks. Walks are a little bit higher than you want, but today just two walks in seven innings. That's, you'll sign up for that every time, and especially just one hit. That lowered his whip down to 1.35, so that continues to drop. I think last year's Carlos Rodon would have probably given up a few runs today, but he was aggressive, he was trusting his stuff, he was getting soft contact, and I thought he did a nice job. Hamilton pitched into and out of trouble in the eighth.
Nice.
And then
very nice.
Victor Gonzalez served up a two-run home run in the top of the ninth. Absolute cock shot of a pitch.
Time to stop throwing these f***ing meat balls.
And then Mason Miller, another guy Yankees fans are salivating over, was absolutely dominant in the ninth inning. Every fastball up there was over 100 miles an hour. Saw a couple of 103s. I mean, getting up there like classic Aroldis Chapman, like vintage Aroldis. But Yankees had absolutely no chance in the ninth inning. It's rare that you see someone dominate Juan Soto the way he was dominated. And Aaron Judge got blown away and Anthony Volpe also. So Yankees shut out for the fourth time this season and they lose 2-0.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Jay Mata says, we gave up Sears for Montas. What a trade. And Montas got off to a pretty good start this year, coming back from that shoulder injury. He made his Yankees debut late last season, but I think he only threw two-thirds of an inning, maybe even one-third of an inning last year. That trade looking like a total bust so far. Christian Carrillo says, at least, let's go Knicks. Hey, look, and the Rangers, too. So, anyway. Let's see here. Nathaniel Brezzi says, it's the first one and they got shut out. first one of the series, I guess. I don't know what you're referencing. I guess first game of the series. Hector Cruz says the offense has been an issue for years. They disappear for stretches of games. New hitting coach is caca. It's too early. Too early to blame the hitting coach. How about blaming the players?
Just a bit outside.
Nobody was blaming the hitting coach when they got off to a great start. They just have been very inconsistent. You know, one day they'll work a ton of walks. They'll have, you know, at bats where they battle, they'll get hits. And then the next, they look lost. I do like the balance this year. I mean, lefties in the lineup. You got Soto today, Rizzo, Verdugo, Cabrera. There's four lefties. And that's against a left-handed starting pitcher. So, and I think Cabrera hit right-handed. So he's a switch hitter. But, you know, on any given day, you could have Wells in there. You could have, you know, five lefties sometimes. That's going to help this offense just on its own. Soto going to help this offense on its own. But you got to get Judge going. Judge has got to do something. Judge right now, let's take a look at his numbers for the year. It's worth checking out. Now hitting 174, three home runs, 11 RBIs. He does have one stolen base, just a 308 on base percentage and a 645 OPS through 86 at-bats. 86 at-bats is about where I draw the line. You got to get going, big guy. You got to get going. Fans are getting restless. You're the captain. You're the leader. It's up to you to get going. Last seven games hitting 107.
Really?
Not good enough. Not good enough. Funny Impala says, rigged. What do we got? What's rigged? I don't understand. Are you saying the game is rigged? That's not how baseball works. The umpires definitely screwed us a few times. There were some bad calls, but the Yankees also got some calls. I mean, Carlos Rodon threw a breaking ball that was about a foot outside and got a called strike three on it. Umpires just suck in general. The Yankees can't rely on the umpires. They got to rely on themselves to put the ball in play, to get hits, to battle. And they're not doing that right now. Q says, Rizzo two-year deal was bad after seeing how old he looked in 22. Glaber should have been gone years ago. So the Rizzo concern is real at this point. He's off to a slow start. He's usually a guy that gets off to a decent start, at least with the Yankees. And then he fades in the second half. So if he's starting off this poorly, that makes you wonder, you know, what's the rest of this season going to look like? Glaber, I'm not going to beat up on Glaber yet. I mean, he had a good year last year. Aside from Judge, he was the most consistent, best player. You know, and Judge was injured, and Glaber was the only guy carrying the water during that time. So I'm not going to beat up on Glaber, but he's another guy that needs to get it going. This team needs to start playing with a little bit more urgency. I'm not seeing the urgency yet out of this baseball team. Ryan Tuhey says, Judge, 16 strikeouts in his last 28 at-bats.
All right!
Enough of that. FG says, 3-5 since sweeping the doubleheader. Yeah, they've definitely gone back into a funk. Hey, look, as great as these comments are and as righteous as they are, I want you guys to call into the voicemail. We're going to do a voicemail show tomorrow, 718-899-1068. We didn't do one this morning. I had some work that I was working on, and we only had like three voicemails, so it would have been a really short episode, and two of them were pretty much the exact same topic. So there's going to be days like that, but most days we're going to do a voicemail show. Call in, give me your thoughts on the team, but right now, not looking too good. Tommy Higgs says the ump egos are getting out of hand. I agree.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Juan Soto enthusiast says, was Holmes injured or something? Why was he not out there in the ninth? They didn't say anything about him being injured. I know that he's pitched a lot lately. They might just be giving him a day. You know, with a tie game, give him a day and hope he can pitch more in this series. Maybe he'll pitch twice in this series. Javier Velez was at the game, says, awful loss.
You're a smart motherfucker, that's right.
Val in NY says, the Boone ejection was his source of entertainment.
Oh!
Andy Williams says, this is pathetic. We lost to a AAA team. We suck. We are definitely, we're fading a little bit. I believe Lori just posted a stat that we are 4-6 in the last 10 games. That's not what you want. This team is wasting that great start that they got off to. Now, there's some other teams that are off to horrible starts. I'm going to pull up the standings here for just a second. As you can see, the Yankees have pulled into a virtual tie, or should I say the Orioles have pulled into a virtual tie with the Yankees. They actually have a slightly higher winning percentage at 667. Red Sox 13-10, Blue Jays 12-10, Rays pulling up the rear at 12-11. Guardians off to a great start, even without Shane Bieber, 16-6. If they're in the playoff hunt, they will not be trading Emmanuel Clase. I can't see them trading him either way, but the Royals off to a decent start. Tigers off to a decent start. Tigers were aggressive this offseason. Twins, 7-13. They're off to a tough start. White Sox, wow, 3-18. That is just some doo-doo. AL West, Rangers, the world champs, the reigning world champs, 12-11. Mariners at 11-11. They only need to win 54% of their game, according to their general manager. Angels 9-13. Athletics now 9-14. And the Astros bringing up the rear. Yikes. 7-16. So we'll go down through the National League too. Braves 14-6. Of course, off to a good start. Phillies hanging in there at 14-8. Mets off to a surprisingly good start at 12-9. They put up a fight against the Dodgers the other day. They hit Yamamoto right in the mouth. Marlins 6-17. They got off to a horrible start. Starting to come around a little bit. Brewers off to a good start in the Central. They lead by two games. And then National League West, Dodgers 13-11. So for all their hype and all of their big additions, they're off to a worse start than we are. Padres playing 500 ball. I saw Mike King was flirting with a no-hitter the other day. So, hey, it's a long season, but Yankees need to get it going. Let's wrap up, take a few more comments.
I gotta get out of here!
Michael Laverty says, they wasted Nestor's great start and now Carlos Rodon's great start. 100% agree, man. Always great takes from Michael. White Sox, just 45 runs in 21 games. Pathetic. Awful.
Game over, man.
At least we're not in that position. So, Orioles now slightly ahead of the Yankees. Yankees have a game tomorrow night. I believe they play at 7 o'clock each of the next three games. I'll double check for sure. But, yeah, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So, tune in for that. I'll be back with the recap. And, again, call into the voicemail show. We'll do voicemails tomorrow morning. Vent your frustrations. That's what it's for. And we'll talk it out. I know it's entertaining to listen to. You know, we do a lot of them. And so the numbers kind of go up and down, but everyone listens for a long time. So if you haven't checked it out, the stats are showing me that people really enjoy it. So listen to the voicemail show, call in if you want to be a part of it. And once again, Yankees not got to get going. So I will see you next time. Good evening.